Oh, my lord, look who we found back in the country for a fleeting visit. Nice of you to return home. Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Morning, mate. I'm happy to be back, but what have you done to the weather?
Well, the weather, while you're away, funnily enough, we experienced 7 days of clear blue sky and sunshine. Tell me what the vibe's like when you're dealing with a currency from a third world in a place like Europe.
It's not great. It's not great. Although things are very cheap in parts of Europe, but you get hit pretty hard once you hit London. You don't go out to dinner too often if you're in London.
Everybody says London's heinously expensive. Talk to me about this trade deal, the US. We don't have detail, do we?
No. I really have picked the week to come back, Mike, because there's a heck of a lot that could shift the momentum this week. I think yesterday morning you spoke with Greg about the trade announcement between the US and the EU. I hesitate to call it a deal just yet, because it looks like details still being sorted out. I think there's still an issue around wine. And remember that the US is the largest destination for European wine. But during our trading day yesterday, the US futures did rally, so they reacted positively. But overnight, we haven't sort of seen that follow through. In fact, as we speak, the Dow Jones is actually about 0.25% lower. S&P 500, NASDAQ, they're both pretty much flat. And European markets were a touch lower overnight as well. Hey, Mike, just an aside too, I also wanted to note that we don't have a trade deal yet. It does very much look like 15-20 is the new 10, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. And so we wait that with interest, because $9 billion worth of exports, 10% tariff on that was a $900 million sort of problem. At 20%, it's a $1.8 billion problem. Is somewhat different, isn't it? But anyway, look, back to the US market reaction. Look, I've had a lovely couple of weeks away from New Zealand winter, and at that time, investors will be pretty happy because we keep seeing US markets hit all-time highs. But I think I also used the term before I left that the market was kind of priced for perfection, not inconceivable that further highs from here will be pretty hard fought this week. And yeah, just so much going on this week, Mike. You've got some big companies reporting quarterly earnings, Meta Platforms, which is Facebook, Microsoft, Amazon, Apple, all report as the week progresses. Mike, we've got to deal with the Federal Reserve as well, meeting this week. Market expectation, the Fed will hold interest rates steady at least until September. But you've got this wonderful backdrop here of this slight tension between the Trump administration, Federal Reserve. And in that vein, they get their preferred measure of inflation this week, which is the PCE number. That prints will give us a barometer of the current level of price pressure, and a whole bunch of jobs data culminating in the biggie, which is non-farm payrolls data, which prints Friday night. What's also interesting, Michael, so I've come back and I've looked, the options market for US and the US share markets, not the physical market, but the options market, we're seeing a lot of hedging or insurance being taken out because we're pretty fully priced at current levels. And so you know, a lot of market participants going, look, I think I might take a little bit of insurance here. A US dollar got a bit of a boost. It's been weak. And obviously, we're still waiting for news on the China trade deal as well. So everything's going on, Mike.
It is a busy old time. Job markets here. What do we know?
Look, in early August, we get the big labour market data dump. That's the household labour force survey, quarterly employment survey, unemployment rate. That's for the second quarter. But we get these high-frequency signals along the line, and that's the monthly employment indicators, filled jobs, actual data from inland revenue. Well, filled jobs, all industries, rose 0.1% in June, which I would call a flicker above zero. The problem is the trend at the moment is for subsequent revisions to bring that number lower. And you get a bit of detail in there. Primary industries still doing better, 0.9% gain there. Goods industries lower by 0.2%. If I widen the lens out and look at the year-on-year data, construction industry, compare that to June 2024, down 6%, over 12,000 fewer jobs, and in total 27,850 fewer jobs. So year-on-year, 1.2%. Pretty much the picture is of a very soft jobs market, Mike. That June tick-up, as I said, will probably get revised lower. May was up 0.1%. It's been revised down to minus 0.1%. I think last month we talked about this with this data. It was grim reading for the 15 to 19-year-olds. It still is 10% lower there. But you just take a step back, Mike, and look at the trend. It's actually been tough since 2023, and that was after a strong run, almost a decade of steady growth. They were not really creating new jobs at all at the moment, and therein lies a conundrum for us, isn't it?
That is the truth. Numbers, please.
So Dow Jones is down 133 points, 0.3%, 40,768. The S&P 500 down 9 points. which is 0.14%, 6379, the mark there in the NASDAQ. Just up a little bit, up 40 points, 21,148. As I said, European markets a little bit weaker. The FTSE 100 down 0.43, 9081, the close there. I note the NASDAQ was down, the DAX, the German market down over 1%, the French market down about 0.5%. The Nikkei fell 1.1% yesterday, 447, 40,998. Shanghai Composite up small, 3597. The Aussies yesterday gained about a third of a percent, 8697. And we gained just under 0.5% in New Zealand, 12,910. Kiwi dollar, 0.5971 against the US, 0.9160 Aussie, 0.5148 euro, 0.4466 against the pound, 88.62 Japanese yen. Gold, $3,310. And Brent crude ticked up a little bit, $68.97.
Good stuff. Are you here tomorrow? Are you off to St. Bart's?
No, I'm gonna wander along tomorrow. I thought I'd do the whole week, Mike. Just to sort of, you know, I love work.
When you say the whole week, it's Tuesday, mate. Nice to see you, Andrew Keller, Andrew Keller, JMI Wealth.